So, but I also don't want to not, I don't want to like undercut the letter here, so I'm trying to walk this line of, because I signed the letter, right? But I told the board that I suspected that the ethical CLE, there's the two kinds, the ethics and the professional, whatever, civics and ethics. Yeah. If, I suspect that we get what Wyler wanted us to get.
Yeah, we are.
Already, and we told him that.
Yeah.
And so a letter from UPC to the MCLE committee saying, we've looked at this and we feel like we are doing this, but we'll make sure to continue to incorporate this into the training that we're statutorily required to provide to prosecutors around the state, would give them cover to not do it.
Yeah.
I just want to say objection, asked and answered, repetitive, like, what? Come, hey Wyler, come to one of our conferences. If you're listening to our recording, come to spring conference and see if it meets it.
I'd be out of a job if they were logical.
We'll find you something else. We'll find you something else, Jeff.
So I'm not, I don't want to, like, I think that makes sense. I also don't want to undercut a letter that I agreed to sign on to, yeah. Right? So, like, we're just walking that line.
I mean, you guys are already doing it, and you just...
Right.
A letter confirming to say we intend to continue.
So did they change the language?
Yeah, we did.
Did they change the language and the requirements?
No.
Okay, so that's not changed.
It was a side deal.
So we're still, okay, I just want to make sure so we're in compliance.
Wyler would like them to change the language and the requirements.
Uh-huh.
And I think my impression from them is that if they got something from us saying, we're already meeting this.
Okay.
We don't need a specific requirement for it.
To do it.
Then they're right. Covered.
Yeah.
The court doesn't want to look like it's thumbing its nose at the legislature, right? Like everybody's just trying to navigate all of that.
Can I suggest it would be nice if they inquired of UPC about that question? In other words, they sent an email to Bob. Are you doing this so it doesn't look like we're undercutting?
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you respond yes, and we intend to continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow up with their staff later this afternoon. I think that's a good idea. So if everybody's okay with that, you'll get something like that you can respond to. You'll get a copy of Wyler's letter.
Right. Right. Okay.
Career fairs?
I've got. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. As you can see, what I've got in there, I've been to two. I've been to one at the Y. I've been down at Slick, just talking about the advantages of working in a prosecutor office Saturday. Because I'm flying to Denver to represent the state. Will Carlson from Salt Lake is coming over. Somebody from Duchesne County is coming over.
Grant Charles will be there first.
Yeah, and so we've got students we've sent out to like five or six different law schools all over Colorado, Wyoming, and Arizona. So hopefully we can generate some interest in coming to work for Utah. But that's, unless anybody has any questions, just because we're running out of time.
Instead of awards.
Can we, because we may need to excuse, can we go to next meeting and decide on a location?
Yep.
June, normally we take our meeting off the Wasatch Front. Not that we have to, we just have done that. And so in the past years, you can see we've been to Colville a couple times. Margaret has hosted us. We've been up to Morgan County. We even went to Fillmore. This was before my time. I don't remember going to Fillmore.
We went to Fillmore at the old courthouse. So they... I mean, way back in the day, we sort of went to places that were historical. I don't know why, but we just went to historical courthouse and got the history of it.
I know, we've been to Wasatch County, we've been to Box Elder County. I mean, there is money in the budget. If you all want to travel, we can afford to take the council to wherever you'd want to go. It's just up to you all where you would like to meet.
We can go to Kanab. I want to go to California.
In state.
And if we're going out of state, we're not going to California.
Yeah, we're not
going to
Hawaii.
Let's go to Hawaii.
What about Kanab?
I don't feel like getting mugged.
How about
Cal?
Cash County.
Yeah.
Cash
County. Bear Lake area. Oh, yeah. Ideal
Beach in June. Is there a courthouse at Bear
Lake? Rich County has to have something.
You're going to have a hard time.
It's historic to me. That's their slogan.
Yeah. Well, that Marriott thing.
We have to have something.
Yeah.
We have to have something.
Cache County? You want to go to Cache County?
That sounds like doubt in your voice.
I know.
No, I was
just. That was just.
Is that really your preference? Because that's where I'll start, where you really.
I'm just throwing that. I think it'd be great, but.
Although, well, swap would be meeting at the same time, though. I mean, are you guys okay traveling?
Yeah.
Is there something fun in Connecticut?
Right, Eric? Acting president.
Kanab is fun. It's warmer in June.
I don't think I've ever been to Kanab.
If we could do an offsite activity if we wanted to, right? There are fun things to do around the state.
Good state.
We're all government attorneys.
Yeah.
Who's got a good friend?
It's getting warm. So do we have, we're right at 10:30. We still have one more item. So do we have a nomination? It sounds like it's either Kanab or Cache.
Is Kanab too hot in June?
It's the same as here. It only gets as hot there as it gets hot here in the Los Angeles.
Wade.
That's the same elevation,
bitch. The same elevation. I think my brain's been fried down.
I'll show you the time.
Kanab would be my preference, but that's just me.
So do you want to go on a Friday, Thursday, or Friday?
Well, I don't want people to have to travel on the weekend.
Okay, so Thursday?
Well, if we did a Tuesday, we could travel Monday afternoon. We could do that. Have a meeting on Thursday. Travel home on Friday.
Have the meeting Friday morning and travel after the meeting?
Or have I guess it's all up to you guys.
But I do what you want. I'm going to be out of town the last 2 weeks of June.
Okay.
You can still. I can still help. You want to see the host.
Maybe we should pick a date and see where it can be done.
I mean, so I proposed some dates. Those are just dates that work well for me to be here. Either Tuesday the 10th, Monday the 16th, Wednesday the 18th, Monday the 23rd, June 26th is Thursday, 27th Friday, or June 30th Monday.
If we go in the first 2 weeks, Jeff can go.
Mm-hmm. I can be there to host us.
And UPA is down. There.
Yeah, we're down there on 13th. The 11th. So, I mean, we'd already.
So if we did it that same week.
We'd already be down there anyway. I mean, we'd already have the convention center.
Mm-hmm. On the 10th?
Well, I could probably get it a day early. So
June 10th, then?
Monday, June 10th, and travel Sunday night.
That'd be Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Tuesday. Travel on Monday.
Or do it later. We could do it later on Tuesday.
Yeah, do it later on Tuesday if you want. Oh, yeah, actually, maybe that's a better idea, is if we did a Tuesday afternoon meeting, then you could drive down Tuesday and then stay over that night.
And then if people wanted to stay and go to the opening of the assistance.
Yeah.
So let's say that UPC,
like 1 o'clock. Let's say 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on Tuesday, June 10th.
2:30. And they swap 2:30 to...
We could go earlier, Jeff. Do you want, say 12:30?
I think that works well, though, to give people a chance to get down there.
Yeah. 1 o'clock.
If you start a little bit later, people can travel that day and have to get a hotel.
Listen to these guys. I want to start meetings at noon because people have to drive to get to them.
Hey, I know. Okay, so it sounds like Marilyn. So UPC... Tuesday, June 10th from 1 to 2:30, and then swap from 2:30 to
4:30. Cash.
Okay, so if Kanab doesn't work out.
Cash.
Yeah.
But not, would we do cash that same day? Could we do it right before UNCA? Or we all do it at a different time?
Yeah. If it's cash, you probably got to do it a different
date,
right?
So I have to make this work. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to local.
Make it so.
If you can't get hotel space, because that is probably getting to be the higher season, right?
It is.
There's a lot of.
But I've got good rates right now.
Yeah. It's early in the season.
It's barely in the season. It's,
okay. I think you'll find there's a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah, you haven't had to yell at anybody over hotel rooms.
Just go with that. So
yeah. You run into snags.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that. Okay, so.
Incentive awards.
So there is a budget, a remaining budget. So the Attorney General's office budgets a certain amount in incentive awards for UPC employees. The council could, you know, go above and beyond that. We've done that in the past, but that's caused some grief. So I don't know that I'm necessarily suggesting that, but there is a balance of $1,250.
That won't cause grief if you turn it over.
It will or will not?
Will not.
Okay. So
there's $1,250 for UPC to distribute to its employees. My motion would be, let's turn that money over to Bob, let Bob do it as he will.
Like, as long as it's not like $10,000.
Correct, right, right. Okay.
$10,000, $9,000.
Sorry.
There's state policies that we have to follow.
Yeah.
But like, it's not going to cause.
Okay, yeah, and it wouldn't be excessive. So
yeah.
Then with that, if that's the motion, if that's what you would like, then I can look at the budget and make some recommendations to council. And we may need to do or just going to give me carte blanche authority.
I think carte blanche, that's $1,250 bucks. And
okay.
Is there a second?
No, I'll second that.
Okay, that makes it easy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Hey, is it $1,250 total?
Yeah,
well, that's good. He has some more. That he
can actually, yeah, I think the AG is doing 1,600 or 1%, right? Which is more for some people.
This is his budget, though.
This is just what's budgeted.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've already made some.
Made an
award.
Yeah. Normally you would do it in December.
What our incentive award budget is. I didn't know that.
Anything else?
Okay. No, that's good. I don't even know where it is.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. Okay. We'll see you all in June in Kanab. Cross your fingers. Oh, yeah, thank you.